Drasha for Seder Re'eh, Tavshin Samach Gimel. The Haftorah promises that the poor and thrown about Klal Yisrael will be comforted, but the Haftorah gives a condition: Hatu Oznechem, lend your ears, Ulechu Eli, come to me, Shimu Usechi Nafshechem, listen and you will live. The Haftorah points out that it's an important thing for a person to pay attention and listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash gives a marshal that if a person is wounded on his entire body, if his ears are okay and he listens, then everything will be healed. The connection to the Sedra is that the Sedra also starts out, Re'eh, contemplate, think, hear the implications of things, and then you will get the bracha. In order to be zoche to geula, to merit redemption, the pasuk also says in the Haftorah, kol bonayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom bonayich. When all your children will be learned of Hashem, then there will be tremendous peace amongst your children, because the redemption is dveikus b'Hashem, of having a strong connection, a cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way that one can connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the medium of learning Torah. That's why it says in the Yalkut Shimoni, Ba'olam hazeh nosati lochem haTorah v'hayu yechidim yegeim bo. In this world I gave you the Torah, and only individuals actually wearied themselves in the Torah. And in the future, I will teach the Torah, God says, to the entire Jewish people. They will learn it and they won't forget it. This is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, meaning the end of the days, saith Hashem, Nasati is Torasi Bekirbam, I will put my Torah within them, the Alibam Echtevena, I'll write it on their hearts, Bohayisi Lohem Lelokim, the Hema Yuli Laam, I will be their God, they will be my nation. Meaning that through the medium of Torah, we have that connection to God and Him to us. And that is the ultimate perfection, and the perfection of each person and the perfection of the world. As it says, don't read your children, but your builders. These are the ways of building the world to perfection. Could be this is also the meaning in the Sedra of the sentence, Boni matem l'Hashem Elokeichem lo siskodedu. You are children to God, and therefore don't mutilate your bodies in mourning over the dead. Same idea. What's this bonim? Since you are supposed to build this world and perfect the world, and everything that God does with you and for you is for the sake of this building and this perfection, even that which appears to us to be tragic and the calamity, but it's all for the sake of helping us to perfect ourselves in the world, to be bonim, to be builders. Therefore, don't do things that are destructive and mutilating and the opposite of building, because everything in this world is for the sake of building. However, aside from perfecting the world spiritually, there also has to be a physical perfection also. And that is what it mentions in the Haftorah, the idea of tzedakah. B'tzedakah tikkononi, that you will be prepared and established through tzedakah, that everybody should be able to live together in peace and harmony. And therefore, tzedakah is both the preparation to redemption. Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed through tzedakah and b'mishpat, through justice, and v'shaveha b'tzedakah, and they will return through tzedakah. And that is the idea of tikkononi, from the idea of preparation. But tzedakah is also the perfection of the geula, that it will establish it. It'll be established and complete. That's also the idea of tikkunoni. In order for there to be a spiritual perfection, first there has to be a physical perfection amongst people. And this is the idea of dveikus, of cleaving and connection between the Jewish people themselves, in addition to our connection and cleaving to God. And the reason for this, because Yisrael v'oraisa v'kudsha brichu chadu, because the Jewish people and the Torah and God are all one. So in order for there to be that perfection, we have to be one with God and one with each other. And therefore the Rambam says that giving tzedakah is a tremendously important mitzvah, because it is the sign of being from the seed of Avraham Avinu. And he also says, Ve'ein kisei Yisrael miskonein v'das ha'emes omedes ela b'tzedakah. It's impossible for the royalty, the malchus, the kingdom of Israel, to be established, and the true religion to be able to stand and remain without tzedakah. On the verse in the Haftorah called Someh Lechulamayim, all those who are thirsty go to water, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, 17a, says the following. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsiv Ashreichem Zorei Al Kol Mayim, Mishalchei Regel Ashor V'Chamor. Right, fortunate are those who plant on all water, who send out the foot of the ox and the donkey. Kol Ha Osek B'Torah U'Gemilus Chasodim. Anyone who busies himself in Torah and Gemilus Chesed, which is like tzedakah, Zoche L'Nachlash Neishvotim. He merits the inheritance of two tribes. Ein Zriya El Tzedakah. The proof to that is that it says Ashreichem Zorei, the planting is tzedakah. The Ein Mayim El Torah, and water is Torah. So we have these two concepts again mentioned in the Haftorah, tzedakah and Torah together. And what are these inheritances of the tribe of Yosef? So the Svarim explained, it's the idea of kavod, and also children, and the fact that Gemara says that one's enemies fall before him. This is the idea of the unity of the people, because who is given kavod? Somebody who respects other people. And our enemies can't affect us. We have a united and functioning society. And the inheritance of the tribe of Yisachar is Bina, is understanding of Torah, and also wealth, that we should be able to learn Torah without any interruption, without any disturbances. So we have again these two ideas. The Nachla of Yosef is the unity of the Jewish people, represented by Tzedakah, and the Nachla of Yisachar is the unity with God, representing Torah. And Torah is compared to water. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, because Torah, just like water, covers from one end of the earth to the other, the seas cover the earth, so too Torah is something that encompasses everything. Just like water brings life to the world, so does Torah. And just like water comes down drop by drop, but eventually ends up becoming entire rivers, so too Torah starts with a little bit and becomes a tremendous amount. This idea being that Torah is something that encompasses everything, brings us life, and gives us that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another idea between Torah and Tzedakah we find in Koheles Rabbah. Shlach lachmecho al pnei hamayim. Send out your bread over the waters. Omra beiboy. In bokash talasos tzedakah. If you want to do real tzedakah, asei itoi mamole Torah. Give tzedakah to people who busy themselves in Torah. She'ein mayim ela Torah. Because mayim refers to Torah, and shlach lachmecha, send your bread, give your tzedakah to those who busy themselves in Torah. And could be that's the meaning in the Haftorah, aniya soara. Klal Yisrael are aniyim. They are ein oni ela bedas. We are poor because of our knowledge of Torah. And that is the idea of we'll be comforted by v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem, that our level of Torah will be raised infinitely. The soara means that it is being pushed around from place to place, scattered around between the nations of the world like in a storm. scattered and pushed around. And this is the idea that the Jewish people will once again be reunited, which is the idea of tzedakah. So too in the Sedra, there is a hint that in the same place where we come to have a connection and to cleave to God, that's the place that we have to have a connection and cleave to other Jews. Because Torah tells us that when we go up to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's to eat Maaser Sheni, or it's to celebrate the various Yomim Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim, so at the same time that we're going to attach ourselves to God, we have to make the Levi and the Yosom, the orphan and the Almana, the widow, happy, because both of these connections have to go together, our connection to God and our connection to all other Jews. Similarly, in the connection between Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rishon shows this idea of connecting to the Levim who connect into God, that we should have a connection to God through the Levim. And Maaser Sheni, we bring up to Yerushalayim in order to learn to fear God by seeing the Levim and the Kohanim. So we have this idea of connecting in to other Jews by Maaser Rishon and connecting into God by Maaser Sheni. And all of this has a connection to the month of Elul. In order for the redemption that tshuva creates, ani ledodi v'dodi li, we need that connection to God. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. That is spells out, the first letters of those words spell out Elul. And then there's another sentence that spells out Elul. Ani ish l're'ehu matanus levyonim. One to the other and presence to the poor. This idea of the connection to all Jews, which is represented by tzedakah. So we have Elul represented by a connection to God and a connection to all other Jews. And the word Elul itself has the connotation of Ya'alalun, which means to go and spy out. And a spy needs to see and to hear and not to say what he didn't see with his eyes, like the spies of Moshe did, but to see, to contemplate, to hear the implications, and then to speak through prayer and through confession and repentance, and then we will all merit Iksiva v'chasima tova, to be written and sealed for a good, happy, healthy year, both in spiritual things, in our connection to God, and both in physical things and our connection to all of Klal Yisrael and to the world in general.